I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. You can find a link to Elspeth's blog about food, Diary of a Locavore, and make your own suggestions for stories all at our website, capeandislands.org. This week, Elspeth talks with the cafeteria manager at Truro Central School about some of the challenges and benefits of getting local food on the menu.
Warren Falkenberg has been cooking his whole life. He started out as a line cook, but for the past 20 years, he's been making lunch for the kids in grades K through 6 in Truro. Today is farm to school day. The school's been serving local food twice a week since early 2012.
We're making an heirloom chicken that we get from Hillside Farm in Truro. And Drew Locke, who was a former student here, is the person who's revived it in his family. And he graduated college. And he started doing the chickens. And we also bought from him a half a pig.
I've profiled Drew Locke on the local food report before. He's in his early 20s and raises chickens on pasture. Where the students stand in line, Warren's posted a faded picture of Drew holding out a tray in the same spot almost 20 years ago. The cafeteria manager is clearly proud to be serving poultry from a local kid.
We're big into farm to school, and that's what we've been promoting. And we're trying to do that through sourcing out as much as we can from the local farmers. Problem with the produce is it's mostly in the summer and school's not open. But we've been fortunate with Drew that he's been supplying us with chicken. This year we went to chicken once a week.
Drew only raises chickens in the spring, summer, and early fall when there's enough green pasture for them to eat. But unlike produce, like lettuce or eggplants, chickens keep. And Drew's able to freeze enough birds to supply the school through the winter.
But he can't cut them up. He can slaughter them and pluck them, but we have to do the cutting up. So there's a lot more work involved instead of just buying cut-up chicken, which we used to be able to get through the government commodities. And we still could get them, but right now we're doing the farm-to-school initiative, so it's a lot more work.
So did you have to learn how to take apart a chicken?
Well, I knew that before I came here. I've been cooking for 45 years, and that's one of the first things I had to do years ago when I worked at the Plant and Fancy in Provincetown. So I was there 15 years, almost as long as I've been here.
So how do you take apart a chicken?
Well, you start with the wings, and then I split the chicken with the dark meat and the light meat and break it in the backbone. And then it's cutting out the backbone with the shears and cutting apart the legs and the breasts.
It's a lot more work than taking a bunch of chicken parts out of a bag. And it definitely takes a skilled cook and a working kitchen, which some schools don't have. Truro Central is a small school. It has only about 120 students. And Warren says roughly 90 of them usually order the chicken lunch. Each chicken yields 8 pieces. So between seconds for the students and lunch for the teachers and staff, Warren usually breaks down about 20 birds for every lunch. The kindergartners arrive first. They're a shy, quiet group, but it's easy to tell they're excited about the chicken.
Addie, what kind of chicken would you like? You want a leg or a wing or white meat or dark meat?
White meat and wing.
All right, I'll give you the white meat first, and then you can come back on seconds for the wing. Do you want gravy?
Warren says getting the kids to eat big chicken is easy. Other dishes are less predictable.
Well, they love the chicken. My problem is coming up with different recipes, so we don't have baked chicken every week. But we've done the chicken cacciatore, chicken with paprikash, chicken and rice, chicken with the lemon and oregano, which is another popular dish.
Between finding recipes and breaking chickens down, Warren estimates using local birds has added about 3.5 hours to his workload every week. He doesn't mind, though, except that the farm-to-school program has taken away time from other things he used to do, like planning special-themed meals.
Twice now I've done Lewis Carroll birthday with Alice in Wonderland, where we do tea sandwiches and things like that that are Alice in Wonderland-related. But most of it's now taken up with not such foolishness and concentrating on the farm-to-school.
Truro Central School also has a series of raised beds where the kids grow food to bring into the cafeteria for the salad bar. And classes have been on field trips to local oyster grants, vegetable farms, cranberry bogs, and they've been to Drew Locke's farm to see how he raises the chickens for their cafeteria. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
This week's show is the first of several we'll be airing this winter on what Cape and Island schools are doing to get local food into their cafeterias. If you know of a school in our area and they're doing something exciting with local food, get in touch with us on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.